in everything in life, right? When it's somebody like super motivated to get wherever the fuck they desire to be, mm-hmm. what everybody do? Take shots at the fucking king. Right? In order to be the king, you gotta go for the king. You can't go around everything surrounding the king. You even gotta do that to get to the king, but you gotta go for the king, right? You feel what I'm saying? What niggas do in the NFL when they come in, niggas playing quarterback, what they wanna do? When they say they wanna be the greatest, they go for the fucking GOAT. Whoever got the highest number, whoever was prolific and this, that, and the third, you go for that, right? Who Jordan was chasing behind? You know, I mean, it's a certain era. You understand? That's the gist of what I'm saying. Like, it's always, niggas always gonna come for the king. Always. They do it to Jay, right? Shit. They killed Martin Luther King.
That's a whole
word. Like, yo, that was sensitive, yo.
I
went a little left with that. I gotta, you know, bring myself back.
Nonetheless, I understand.
You know, okay. But. You know, goddamn. You motherfucker out there talking.
I respect it.
Talking about peace, and they killed the king.
So speaking of kings,
dead wrong.
I'm gonna say,
Dave,
like,
it's all right. You can laugh, Dave.
I'm gonna say, like, that's another way to say, like, somebody who got it in the game, somebody who been out in the game for a minute.
Yeah.
What do you think about? I'm gonna compare like hip hop, and I'm gonna compare. Pop music and I don't mean to be racist, but like, you know, like the like white genre cult, like, you know, like
that white would be music, pop music.
Madonna.
Nah, I mean, it's right? Pop music, whatever's right? Popular. Yeah, right, with right. Billboard. Yeah.
Why is it that our black entertainers don't, like, musically, they don't have the longevity to make these big revenue or tour or touring money like what a Bruce Springsteen or a Madonna or a U2 might make? Like, Madonna and U2 and Bruce Springsteen have been out for decades, and they still can do a concert that's gonna generate $100 million. But a nigga like a Keith Sweat, a nigga like a Big Daddy Kane, a nigga like, you know, like, there's not too many Jay-Z's who, after a decade, can still do what they started off doing successfully. Let me ask you, though,
are you basing this off of America? Because I'm just saying, like, I don't know the numbers, but I know in Europe, Japan, a couple places outside of America, they love hip-hop. And that's where all these people go. That's where they tour. I don't know if they're making millions, but I know they tour and they making money.
Well, so
Keith Sweat still got women our mom's age,
man,
sweating.
Always working, son.
You know, and younger. He don't go too young. He ain't on that R. Kelly shit. But
let me say this. If Keith Sweat is gonna do a tour, I feel like Keith Sweat is gonna stay like to a local area. You know, I don't see him being able to do millions and, you know, hundreds, right, tens of millions touring the shows.
I mean, at this point, years later in his career. To answer your question, no takeaway from him.
It's all business. It's about who you doing business with.
I agree.
It's about who you doing business with. Yo, guess what? I'm almost willing to bet. Who you said? Bruce Springsteen,
Madonna.
Don't even matter. I guarantee they've been in the game. All of them been in the game more than 25 years now.
Yeah.
I guarantee you some of the people on their team been around for 20 years. It's all about the people you
probably
surround
longer.
Yourself. They business managers probably. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Business managers probably on that vibe, like. You know, and they just got that. So essentially what I'm saying is sometimes black people, we don't do good business.
That's what I'm sort of trying to hit on. Not that we don't do good business, but why is it that you could look at the comparison, like, you know, white musicians and black musicians years later? I mean, I'll stick to hip hop. Maybe it's because hip hop is a new thing, you know, the last 30, 40 years.
You got to have somebody working for you to put these things in play, right?
Yeah.
Who are you doing business with? You feel what I'm saying? I mean, yo, that's a viable question. You feel what I'm saying? But guess what? Let's take it right back to hip hop. Like, Jay-Z got Carlene still been with Jay since the 90s. You understand what I'm saying? And his shit rolling smooth. Right, Jay right. do them things. I mean, yeah, you know, but look, Jay is that equivalent level to Bruce, what Bruce Springsteen is right. in his genre.
So now give me two other people of a Jay caliber who came from the 90s and is still doing numbers like in the same demographic.
Well, let me
numbers,
I mean,
like, what you mean doing numbers?
For example, Jay-Z has been going like multiple platinum from his start till now. So, and he's from like what, 94, 96?
Yeah.
So give me two other artists in hip hop and rap music.
But that's not what you initially like said though.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Let me ask a question.
Then you can say Eminem then. You said multi platinum every single time.
I'm also trying to say, like, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, and U2 are of a different hue, and Jay-Z. I'm running out of other people to say, because there's nobody who we could say has been in a 10, 20, or 30 or 30 year.
Snoop Dogg.
I was gonna say that.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
But what I was gonna ask,
is he still doing music as Jay-Z though?
Smile,
to be in the
bitch.
Conversation.
Smile, bitch. Come right. on. The okay. niggas on that shit.
Okay.
But yo, what I was gonna ask was like, You gotta also ask.
Touché.
I mean, this might not be the conversation to have, but like, do hip hop artists want to continue? Like, you know, like,
why not? It's their bread and butter.
But what I'm saying is, that might not be that bread and butter.
Think if you have this. No businesses at this point, what else is going to sustain them?
Think about this. Think about the change in Jay's music. That shit is even becoming like a little rock starish,
mm-hmm. yeah.
right? Because yeah. look, Bruce Springsteen is like 3,084. You know what I mean? He's still selling out Giant Stadium.
Still
like,
doing 350 million plus, you know, touring revenue and sales.
That's, yeah, like, that's yeah, ridiculous. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But guess what? You know, unfortunately, hip hop music doesn't stand the test of time with your age.
The agreed.
Music Madonna makes, the music
agreed.
Bruce Springsteen and all, you know, all these other people we could name, their music, you know, yeah, they made that shit when they was 20 years old.
I don't agree.
You, all right. No, so I see your corner. So let me.
I don't want to. I don't want to see Madonna sing "I'm a like a virgin."
She won't. I mean, how could you not? That's the song that blew her out the roof. Now, like, do you realize how it's insane though? It's insane. You realize how sexy that shit is to them white people? They going fucking crazy. They like 70 and Madonna is 60 and they like, what?
She still has a core fan base.
Fuck Madonna. Well, 10 million people back then still have that same command of people right now.
But let me jump in with
this. There's just
her.
Some songs that you just
can't. I respect that. Let me jump in with 2 points. One point being, the hip hop we grew up with, if you think about early Jay-Z,